Avram Zelig from North Miami Beach asks, why is the meat of fish considered parid and the meat of beef and fowl is fleishig? Also, why do we have to use different dishes and silver from one to the other? The basis of the prohibition of mixing milk and meat is based on the Torah prohibition of not boiling a kid in its mother's milk. The rabbis learned that that doesn't only apply to the boiling, but eating the product or having any enjoyment. However, since the Torah said it as referring to a kid in its mother's milk, it applies only to mammals that have mother's milk. And therefore, the Torah prohibition of cooking milk and meat, or eating the product of cooked milk and meat, or enjoying it, only applies to meat of a mammal and milk from a kosher animal. And the same thing, the meat has to be from a kosher animal. Fowl and fish obviously do not go into this rule. However, since fowl meat is very similar to the meat of beef, therefore the rabbis prohibited eating fowl and milk also, but they did not prohibit eating fish and milk. And since they also extended it to apply not only to eating the product that was cooked together, but even eating them in close proximity at the same meal without waiting 6 hours between the meat and the milk, or at a different meal between milk and meat, and so on, all of the various laws of separation between milk and meat. The reason that we need different dishes is because the taste of the meat or the milk that's cooked in a vessel or put hot on a plate or whatever seeps into the vessel, and when something else hot is put on or cooked into it, the two tastes mix together and you have a problem of milk and meat together.